And I'm telling you, you'd have a second book. You're really a miracle worker. We met for a couple of seconds, and I got a couple of vibes off of you at the summit in New York. But this, I've been looking, this is going to be a good session for me. Dr. Tim McCarthy, welcome to the Ed Till Show. As I've mentioned,
we need to start viewing marriage as anything else in society. It is a skill. It's a set of skills. It's a set of best practices. So we have to learn those things. One is, let's consciously change the negative relationship patterns. We all have them. Rather than getting defensive and arguing that we don't have them, hey, living with somebody, we're all imperfect. So let's find out what they are, identify what they are. I found there's a top 20. Conflict. But the second piece, the most important piece about this approach, is let's understand what makes a happy marriage or a happy romantic relationship. It's when both of us feel happy and we're both feeling like we're feeling deeply loved. Now that means
right.
that your partner is understanding what your unique love needs are, which are very different now what you think
yes.
your partner needs.
Yes, tell him, Dr. Tim, yell it from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
You know what?
And so,
you know what makes me you know what makes me think when I hear you? You should write a book. And then I realize you have. The book
yeah.
is called A New Approach to Deeper Love. Less conflict. The genius guru on the phone with us right now, Dr. Tim McCarthy, is showing so much patience and indulgence with me, because as everybody who's listening knows, I have every one of those. What'd you give, about seven of the top 20? I got them all.
Sure.
I got every one. The interruptions, change the subject, anything but change. Change. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There you go. So
yeah,
I didn't mean to shock you. I didn't mean to shock you with my case file. But
well, hey, maybe you'll get some telephone calls from some of these past women after the interview.
Listen to you.
Say, hey, you're showing some real change. Maybe we should warm back up.
Hit me up. You know what? I'll put our interview on Facebook. And then I'll make some real gentle Alan Alda kind of sensitive male thing on there. See what happens. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
let's
but
go
we'll
back.
Turn you into a 20. What I say with some of the men that in the couples that I work with, I say, would you like to become a 21st century enlightened man?
Right.
Who's really empathetic
right.
and knows how to.
That's
you know,
me. That's
meet
me.
The love needs of a woman.
That's me. Now.
What do you need to feel deeply loved? So here's the simplicity of it. And this is what came to me. 5.5 years ago, people are unhappy in their marriage because their love needs aren't being met.
Right.
So let's expand the way we look at marriage, enter it for the purpose of finding out. So tell me, what do you need to feel deeply loved? Well, so all those are the little subtle things that we do because, and changing those things makes us a better person. Interesting. I see a crossover.
Right.
Women who are unhappy with a man because he's too aggressive with him in the way he speaks with him, too impatient because he's that way in the boardroom, he's that way in business. And now she's saying to him, look, I'm my feelings of romantic love are waning, and I don't want to have sex as often with you because I don't feel like you respect me.
Right.
And,
boom.
You know,
boom.
What I say to everybody and all the listeners is set the goal to have a really extraordinary relationship and marriage. Just set the goal like you would anything else in life and then learn the practices to do it. And, you know, don't expect